from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Despite Saturday's call for a ceasefire from the UN Security Council, Syrian airstrikes continued to pummel the rebel-held suburbs of eastern Ghouta, where more than 500 have been killed over the past week. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking today in Geneva.
As I had the opportunity to say in the Security Council itself a few days ago, in particular, eastern Ghouta cannot wait. It's high time to stop this hell on Earth.
A deeply heartrending video was released today by the White Helmets, also known as the Syrian Civil Defense, who act as first responders. It shows a paramedic holding a dead child. The child's eyes still open, appearing to stare blankly above as he's cradled by the paramedic who is facing the camera. He says this child is from eastern Ghouta. He was brought here on February 25th, and he was killed by suffocation of a poisonous gas that we could not identify. We're calling upon all the organizations in the world. What is the crime of this child? Where are you? Our sons are suffocated with gas. German and French leaders on Sunday urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to exert maximum pressure on its allies, Syria, for the immediate implementation of the ceasefire. The Nigerian government confirmed Sunday that dozens of schoolgirls were abducted last week in the northeast town of Dapchi by suspected Boko Haram insurgents. President Muhammadu Buhari called this mass abduction a national disaster. Boko Haram made headlines with the kidnapping of more than 200 Chibok schoolgirls in 2014. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday said that the United States should lower the threshold for talks with North Korea and Pyongyang should show a willingness to discuss denuclearization. He made the comments during a meeting with China's vice premier in Seoul. The White House on Sunday said any talks with North Korea must result in Pyongyang giving up its nuclear program. A North Korean delegation told Mr. Moon the North is willing to meet with the U.S. However, Tufts University Korean Studies Associate Professor Sung Yoon Lee said the two sides want to discuss different issues.
The crux of the matter, the problem is North Korea wants to talk about disarmament, mutual disarmament, and peace treaty, getting the U.S. out of South Korea. The U.S. wants to talk about denuclearization.
On Friday, Washington imposed another large package of sanctions on the North, a move Pyongyang criticized for provoking a confrontation. The UN Secretary General on Monday decried the human rights situation of Rohingya Muslims, saying they were one of the most discriminated against populations in the world. Antonio Guterres called for the unfettered humanitarian access in Rakhine State.
Deprived of nationality, they have been subjected to extreme brutality by military forces and others, and cast out of their homes and country in a clear example of ethnic cleansing.
He said the international community needed to come together to support the safe, voluntary, dignified, and sustainable return of refugees to their areas of origin or choice. Chinese state-run media announced Sunday a proposal to remove the constitutional clause that limits a president to two terms in office. Xi Jinping will be formally elected for his second term on March the 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump says this month's mass shooting at a Florida high school will be a key focus on Monday as governors from across the country meet in Washington. He spoke to the governors last night at a gala in Washington.
We'll be talking about Parkland and the horrible event that took place last week. I think we'll make that first on our list.
In a country where the Constitution enshrines gun ownership, lawmakers have been loath to impose tougher gun controls, even in the face of previous mass shootings in recent years. President Trump has suggested arming some gun-adept teachers and paying them a bonus to keep a concealed weapon at the ready to confront a shooter. But Rick Scott, the governor of Florida where the shooting occurred and a supporter of Trump, said he opposes the idea.
I want our teachers to teach, and I want our law enforcement officers to be able to protect the students. I want each group to focus on what they're good at.
A small number of local school districts in the U.S. have already instituted such a program of classroom protection, but numerous national educators are opposed. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.